Hi everybody, this is Jeremy from In Bed by Nine. Hope you enjoy today's episode. If you're enjoying the episode and wondering how you can support the show, there are several ways you can go about this. First one would be to leave a rating on your preferred platform. The second one would be to leave a review. I know not all platforms have the option to leave a review. So if you can't on your platform, consider going to Podchaser and leaving a review there. Reviews help us get out there, help folks who might be on the fence or looking for something similar to things that they like. Just get the show in front of new people. And then finally, if you haven't subscribed to the show on, again, your preferred platform, please do so. And also feel free to share it with a friend. Word of mouth is such a powerful tool still in the digital age. On to today's episode, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another In Bed by Nine Friday edition. What's going on, Jeremy? How are you doing?
Hey, I am good. Been a pretty good week. Look out the window and kind of casually look up in the sky to make sure there's no clouds that are stalking behind me. It's been a wet week, but it's been pretty decent. I mean, weather-wise, can't complain. Been in the 80s. But usually, like, every night's ended in rain. So, and last night was no exception. I mean, it was, like, sheets of it. But, hey, good part. Got a free car wash out of it. So, we're going to look at things positively, being that it is Friday. Yes. Yeah, how about you?
Same boat. As we joked multiple times, you know, trying to get over illnesses. But actually finally decided to take medicine today because I was like, you know what? I'll just keep taking vitamins. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just try to take some medication today. And actually, that worked out. So, just some like Mucinex situation. It's been like doing its thing, which is always really sweet. It's pretty cool. The advantages of overall just feeling good. I know you lost power because you had some bad storms. We had some bad storms coming through. But nothing too horrible, which has been nice. But so, you know, spring. What does it say? April showers bring May flowers.
Bring May flowers.
I'm pumped.
More showers. At least in Michigan. Yes. But no, as long as there's no wind, I'm usually okay with the power, but there was wind. Except last night, like I said, there wasn't really, if the rain was coming down the way it should, like vertically straight down versus like shooting at like a 60 degree angle. Like it shouldn't be like airbender, waterbender type stuff. But hey, like save that crap for Fortnite. But
exactly. Yeah. Let's talk about that. That stuff's horrible.
Well, we do got to talk about you did stream last night.
I did. I was pleasantly surprised because I literally, long story short, for people listening, I do stream occasionally here or there. And with, you know, illnesses and just kids in life, like I haven't been able to hold a solid schedule. And so I always, you know, just kind of out of a whim, I plan for Thursdays because it's my streaming nights. And, you know, just playing for women. I don't like ever say I am streamer or, you know, if I'm not streaming, I'll say something, but I never say like pump up that I'm going to be streaming. So I don't really advertise, which is problematic. But yeah. I mean, last night was an hour stream, just jumped on, figured, you know what, I want to play some games. I haven't been on in a while. Let's see what's going to happen. It was, wow. It was the academy, my community, I really came back and showed up and, really gave me a good confidence booster, like really got me going. Had people I haven't seen in a long time show up. There's some new people that have followed me in the past but never showed up to stream, come hang out. It was exciting. You know, it's always nice when somebody gives, you know, subs to you too, and it makes you, you're like, oh yeah, all right, cool. Really gets you really going. So
I've never heard anyone say, damn it, stop it, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't give me subs.
I was like, damn, stop doing this. But it was exciting. Threw me for a loop. I wasn't ready for any of that stuff. I honestly, it was like half time I stream, I'm like, I'm gonna have like two people, me, you, and like one other person hanging out. But it was, I broke like over 20 some people watching, and that's crazy for me. And I was like, whoa. So it was a big confidence booster. It really proves that, you know, interacting with other people, hanging in other people's streams, being friendly, you know, being part of different people's communities, is kind of talking, really does pay out. Because I don't stream that much, but I had a big stream, and that for me, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, it's always good when you get a lot of different people, like you said, not just from the your regulars, which are always awesome because those
They're
are
always there,
honestly
yeah.
the backbone of the community. But yeah, you get to see some different folks, and
Yeah.
it's pretty cool.
It was really sweet. So, and Jeremy, you were there, trying to us to win, but I've been happening a stream and just me kind of strongly distracted, as well as like coughing out a lung the
Yeah,
entire
so you
time.
were diseased as well. So
Yeah.
I did try to deal. I'm not gonna lie. I did okay. No,
Yeah, you did well. You did well.
I mean, we still had
Besides
some
that
top
first,
10
oh,
for.
besides that first game where we landed and literally started the second and a half.
Yeah, I don't think I literally only got to hold the X button to like open a treasure chest
Oh, that was atrocious.
before
My
I all I saw
laugh.
is you placed blah.
I'm going to find that, and that's going to be a clip that I'm going to broadcast because it was priceless.
Yeah,
Priceless.
that was weird. Thought you were behind me. You thought you were behind me, and
Oh, I
there
didn't.
was
I just,
other
I yell.
people
I was
among
yelling. I'm
us.
like, no. I just saw you slowly dying. I was like, no. And then I was like, I can't get there in time. And then, yeah,
Whatever, crap
things happened.
happens.
It was funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, for people listening, welcome in. We are just babbling away over here. We don't have much to go off of today because it's Friday. We decided with the power outages and my lung deciding just not come out of the system, we wanted to do something fun today and just kind of have a good time talking. So, I don't know. I got some news, run through some things. I'm
Yeah.
still gonna, stand on my soapbox, say Discord is dying. I'm still waiting for somebody to counter me on that. I do think it's a.
I think it's just I don't know if it's dying
I don't
so
get. I'm not
much
saying it's not
as it's just
dying.
there's just a limited
It's not.
application.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I feel like it's not the fact that, but when you start streaming, you build your community, you build a Discord, and like it's supposed to be flourishing. But like, man, I haven't been into a Discord where I see flourishing information. Like I've
No,
seen like a
no.
riveting moment of every day going, I gotta read this. Like it's really like I could probably check into this 2 weeks from now and get the
Yeah.
same information. But like I don't know. That's just me. And I really
Like, good
wish.
morning, good morning.
Yeah. How are you doing? Your evening. It's Friday.
Repeat the same thing.
Yeah. So it's kind of Discord itself's kind of turned me off quite a bit, community wise. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. If you run one, do it. Make that magic happen. But I'm just saying I personally, if you're a streamer, do not put all your eggs in your basket when it comes to your community being on your Discord, and that's going to be like your bread and butter. It's got to not be.
No, I would say I still, would stake my flag on the fact that it's mostly for like your super hardcore people where you guys are just gonna like meet. It's gonna be where you communicate when you're
Yeah.
gaming, basically. And if
Or
you run like
planning.
a community night or something where you're playing on
Yeah.
stream, that you can bring people in there. I think that works. But yeah, if
Like a
you're
planning
looking in there to build
situation.
yourself a virtual town square, it ain't happening.
Not anymore. I don't think so. I really don't. I haven't seen
No.
one where it's like that. Like I've seen it where people use it for purposes, like you said, like a workspace. But other than that, not a town square. So I'm still waiting for somebody to challenge me. If somebody could challenge, invite me to your Discord. I want to be challenged. Please do.
Yeah, I'd
Yeah, I
say
will.
if you build it around like a game or some subjects, I mean, there's some stuff like that that it could work, but yeah, it's
Yeah.
not
I'm
for like
interested. I'm interested.
just in there socializing in a lot of cases, so.
Yeah. So yeah, that was that. But hey, let's talk about some news that's out here. It's a little bit old. Most recently, I've been playing around before we started talking, was looking at the new goal metric that Twitch has set up for itself, a new goal system. So if you go into Twitch under your man, I just looked this all up and I just totally forgot about
Ha
it. But if you go into your stream manager and you go to your goals, you can go in there now and set up what Twitch recommends based on your channel, what you bring in, interaction, followers, all that stuff gives you a recommendation of what your goal should be. So I think that's pretty good because some people put some very outlandish goals out there saying, hey, I want to have, 300 subs, and you pull in maybe average one a month. Like, okay, yeah, you want that, but really that's the goal that's really unattainable for you. So Twitch will
Yeah,
say,
it's
you know
called
what?
a dream.
Yes. So it's Twitch will kind of give you the recommendation of, hey, this is the, based on your channel and other channels like yours and metrics, this is the number we would recommend. So like for me, I'm looking for followers and trying to break my 500 follower mark. It recommends, they're saying based on what we see, it recommends 525 to be my goal. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But 500 is my goal right now. But once I hit that goal, it will recalibrate and then decide and actually update my goal for me automatically to say, well, you hit 500. Good job. Here's your goal. Your next goal based on that would probably land you about here and give me a new goal. And so I think that's really kind of a cool system to really give you, you know, utilize some tools in a system, which I think is really cool.
Do you think, I mean, because I know there's some people, I know we've had a few people on here too that just say they don't care about the numbers or don't follow any of that. So how do you think that'll go across with those types?
I mean, I get that. I mean, some people, it depends on the person, right? Like personally, I'm always on the side of like, I like the goal to try to achieve, and I'm not doing it just because, follow me with the terminology.
Sounds like somebody likes SMART goals.
I do like SMART goals. It's a number or a quantitative point, something that is tangible that I'm achieving that allow me to make it that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That number allows me to achieve that. So I'm not utilizing it to say, personally, that's why I say it. I'm not utilizing it to say, I need 500 followers. I'm going to go and just like bag. My goals, I'm going to work with my abilities of building communities, building interactions, working with other people, trying to do what I normally do to achieve this goal of 500 followers. So it's not like I'm trying to follow for follow, but what I'm trying to do is, you know, this is the number I'm making, the physical thing I need to have happen by doing these non-physical things, these non-tangible things, I can make that tangible number make sense. Does that make sense, Jeremy?
Yeah, actually it does.
So it's a cool way to, if you think about it that way, I think it's a useful tool. If you think like I have to have 500 followers and I need it by this time, like, do you like?
Yeah, no, I think if you, like you said, if you're more just focused on the processes of how you're going to go about that and working on improving those and actually doing that, then the numbers will come.
Eventually. Yeah. So it's a way for you to kind of make that tangible number. Like I have on my stream, I do have goals on my stream, but they're per stream goals. So when I'm streaming, they're things that activate so that I do things in stream. So if I, for example, if I hit 5 subs in a stream, I give away a game.
Were we short yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's trash. So you didn't even see, shame on you. You did not push that.
Well, I didn't
push
it.
You should have been on there saying, if I get one more sub, I'm going to give a game away.
To be honest, I forgot about it until this morning when I was playing around. Like, oh, I should have did that one thing and I would have got, you know, gave away a game.
You guys don't mind. I'm going to yell at Alex for a few minutes here and coach him on poor feedback for history. Stream. No, I'm just kidding.
Begging for money at all times. Yeah. No, but or if I hit 1,000 bits, I give away a game. So like, but that's activated. So when it happens, something happens on my stream so that I know to do something.
Yeah.
So it's more, it's a goal for the stream to remind me to do something. And then if I get another 10, I give, you know, give away, you know, if I get 10, it goes off again. I give away games.
Time to get the beans out.
But yeah, and the beans too. Every 5 is beans. So it's just something to help my memory. But it's not something I always actively go for. It's like, if it happens, cool. It's a fun thing that stream gets to have advantage of when I'm doing this. But that's personally, I think, like I said, the system, I think, is a positive thing. It is bending towards the fact of maybe making more money for Twitch, because like the sub goals and the partner plus or the plus program is designed to create revenue, which makes sense.
Hey, I got a dumb question. Just since we're on Twitch and some of the workings and things they offer, what would some resources or where would you suggest people go that are trying out streams or want to build up their stream a little bit?
Like, what do you mean by like try to stream for the first time or just like?
I would say like if they want to go and different resources, or is there, you know, if they just want to learn more about like what options there are on Twitch for them to do to maybe make it more interactive or just to dig into the numbers so they kind of see where they're at if they want to set goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That. Well, thanks to Jeremy for directing me into a direction, so I'm not babbling. Twitch has, since I've started, has dramatically upgraded a lot of the stuff. And again, I know I'm talking a lot about Twitch just because it's the platform I use. I know YouTube has similar products. I have no idea what got going on in Kick in the background. But the research analytic page, the achievement pages, the summary page, your discovery and your engagement, all does a really good job of kind of giving you detailed information on what's going on. So, for example, when you go to your analytics, it used to just be the overview page on your screen. You used to see how many, you know, average views you have, your followers, your subscription count every 30 days, and gives you a good span of like, hey, this is how much you streamed, these are your average viewers, blah, blah, blah. That was it. Then they added research, and research gives you, dives into information based on the games you play, when's a good time to stream it based on what's Twitch has got going on, when are the viewers looking for certain games, when is the average viewer count per game, per time during these games, like when is a good time to play this stuff. For example, right now, if I was to play Fortnite, a good time to play Fortnite to get views right now, get over a 2.6 viewer count on a basic channel view, probably be at 5 a.m. Eastern time for me to get like the peak viewing for Fortnite, or you know, at 11 p.m. at night, there's a good chance because there's so many viewers looking for it versus how many channels are being shared. So this kind of plays off of what we talked about before with Commander Root. So that's a sweet product where you can then modify your streaming schedule to make the best of your viewers. So pretty cool to see that. But again, it depends on your games you play. You kind of can put the information in, hey, I want to play this game. When would this one be best? Like here, I'm looking at Shadow of War, which I played. And it says right now, if I want to break 10 viewers, the best time to do this is in the past 30 days based on the data would have to be on Thursdays at, what time is this? This is 3 a.m. I would break 10 viewers on average. So that's a super cool product that shows me that that's an option. So it just, you put in the game, it gives you an idea what's going to be the best. The more busy the game, the more popular the game, the less the average viewer number will be lower, but it gives you an idea of what is a good time that maybe when people are actually watching those games. The achievements, if you're working towards affiliate, that's the, you know, your bread and butter. You're making sure, hey, I'm making this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And if you're trying to go for a partner, that's there. Stream summary gives you a nice, pretty breakdown of things, which I like because I like to know personally what is the my averages per stream. Like, am I hitting growth or am I hitting decline? Don't, you know, cry if you see decline, but it gives you an idea. Hey, this is how many viewers I had last time versus last stream. This is how much the difference was. So it's pretty cool. Now, if you want to start learning about your engagement and your discovery, this is where things start to get a little bit more interesting. Under Twitch, in your viewer section, you can go through there and see the last 30 days of where, when you stream and how long you stream, where people are coming from. So Are they your followers? Are there other channel pages that are broadcasting you that are bringing you in? So that would be like your Discord channels, or if you're part of a Discord group or something like that, where or a streaming group where something flashes and say, hey, this is what's happening. Let me go click on that link. Or if it's somebody from like you post something on Twitter, and that will pull over, or from like YouTube, it pulls over. So how, you know, the other pages is like what brings you into that, or another channel that brings you in, or, your favorite viewer, you go live and they click that button and brings it in. Also is your main page. If somebody comes from the browsing page, it tells you, hey, they were on the browse page, they saw you live, they jumped in your channel. So that meant like you were on the browser page when you started the stream. So that's cool. And then others are just like random apps that would bring them in. Something of those names. This one will give you a good idea of like, hey, where are your people from? So like if I was looking at my stream on the 27th of March, which was, you know, the last major stream I did, actually most people came to my stream, about 10 of them came from other channel platforms to my stream. So that meant that was a either a shout out on another page that somebody clicked on and jumped over, or that was a raid. And when they raided over, they came with that raid. So I had about 10 viewers come from my another channel. About 8 of my followers hung out with me during that time. Another browser page. From the browser page, some new people jumped over and they saw me and hung out with me for a little bit. And then other, which probably was like a Twitch extension somewhere.
Like a Twitter.
Or, yeah. You know, we go live on Discord, those things. Then
Yeah. Now Discord's convenient. I get you.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm using that as an example, or it could be a different platform that does that stuff. It also talks about hey, did your go live notification bring people in? Did what you said? So it's cool. You can see on there, hey, on April 18th, I had a go live thing. I had 2 people click it, and that's how they got into it. But 51% of my followers were reached by this stuff. They popped on their pages. On Tuesday, March 28th. I went live and people clicked that link and jumped into my channel because 53% of my viewers, followers got the notification. So it's kind of cool because you can kind of see all that stuff. Is that really working? Is it really going out? Is it not going out?
So yeah.
It's cool to see those impressions and stuff like that. So also gets a look into for your tags. Like if you're, you know, how's your tags versus tags you're not using? You know, are they actually making impressions to what's going on?
How does that work? How do tags make impressions? Are people searching for them? Or yeah, is it
searching for them, or if there are commonality between different viewers that are between your viewer and another 2 channels and they're kind of jumping around. If there's a commonality there, that shows an impression to that, that it's bigger the impression, the bigger the impact. So, you know, like mine, I have teacher, history, and different, and I have low impressions, so no connections with anybody else. That's
funny.
But if I were to change those maybe a little bit, you know, I think a big one is like LGBTQ plus positive. Those ones are pretty big tags. A lot of impact on those, stuff of that nature. So Just using that example. I think Prime's another one that's pretty big. If you're like Prime, for Prime subs. And then like it's cool because, like I said, clip viewership and stuff like that. Like if people are watching clips, what's going on with that? So it's super cool. I like the discovery page a lot. And engagement is only good if you like stream a lot.
Because it only does 30 days, right?
It only does 30 days, and it does a lot of good data for 30 days. But you need to have a plethora of information to give it to let it process.
That's skewed to one side.
Yeah. So if mine right now, since I only stream like
tells me I'm pretty damn good
once or twice a month. No, it pretty much says that there's not enough data. It just says there's no data. You have not enough information to give me to do anything with. So you would have to be a regular streamer, like 2 to 3 times a week, regular 2 to 3 times a week, doing at least 2 to 3 hours of a stream. That would then pull in the engagement data for you and break it down things even more. Based on categories of your channels, categories of your viewers that are watching those channels. But I also tells about how many emotes people use. That one, I don't care. people like to use this emote a lot. So it, I don't know if you want to know that, I guess it works, but, I stop at discovery when it comes to the viewership stuff. Other than that, I don't go to engagement because I don't stream enough.
That's fair.
Yeah, so that gives you good data points when you start looking at streaming, like, hey, where should I impact or where should I put my effort into a little bit more? You know, I don't know. That's how I see that stuff.
No, it's always good. So,
does that answer your question?
Yeah, actually, it does. It's good.
As Jeremy's over now diving through all these data points.
I was looking through the data points.
Just had my alarm go off.
Sorry, no, just kidding.
Sleeping. But yeah, that's all that stuff. So, and then kind of clicking through. And then, I mean, you always look at, we talked about Commander Root on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of deep information. There's a lot of different, you know, Twitch. What's another good data point system, bookmarks, streamer, what is it called?
You should put all this stuff together that people could see. Actually, you know what? If you link it, you'll have to link it to me, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Twitch tracker, that's the one I'm looking for. Twitch tracker is the other one. You can put your personal information in and get a good idea where things land. What's another one real quick? Twitch tracker. I know there was another one. I want to say, I got to look for it. You know, this is great. This is right here. It's great podcasting when you're like, oh, let me find the random thing that I totally forgot about and see if I can get you some answers. And yeah, this is where we're at. Oh, Fairly Odd Streamers gives you a ton of different tools and analytic processes that allows you to kind of look into insights. So it gives you options like Silly Gnome, Streamer Charts, now a new product I haven't heard of called StreamBee, and then Twitch Tracker. This is what I've used in the past to kind of learn about different just processes. And it gives you a little bit more dive down in numbers. Being like what is your numbers compared to others? You know, what's your ranking in Twitch compared to others or social medias, as well as that. But it also nicely sets up as well, like based on, you know, playing Call of Duty. You know, these are how many people play Call of Duty versus how many people watch Call of Duty. Is it really worth your time putting this much into stuff? So you kind of could play that out. I'm now learning of StreamBee, which I'm looking at here, and I'm going to check this little program out and see how this works out towards my data points. But
sounds nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. But yeah, that's all that.
Cool. What else you got in the world of the news?
World of the news. I'm going to reconnect my ex to this real quick. Something's going on. What's going on? All right. News wise, that was that. Twitch news, try to throw in some stuff. If you haven't noticed already, on iOS, you have the ability to have mod view launching on your phone. So your mods can help protect you there. They're going to start doing some warning tools to moderators so you can send out warnings to people when they're starting to kind of, instead of just like, hey, don't do this, but you actually officially warn people on there as a moderator, which is super cool.
That's
cool. You can do the goal things for cheers and bits. So you can set goals specifically on that for bits and actually two very unique people for some reason. I don't know why that you would want to say, hey, Jeremy, you have a goal to give me more bits. But we'll go from there. I do like the fact that they allow the gift sub button different than the subscribe button. So it's in different locations. So before you had to go hit subscribe and then from subscribe, go down and say you want to do gifts. Because personally, I like to give out gifts more than subscribing the channels because then I don't have to unsubscribe. But
that's a smart thing.
But I like giving out gifts because I think it's a little more interactive and, you know, people like a gift. So having that additional button option right next to the sub makes it easier for me to kind of click and run and drop some gifts sometimes, which is nice.
Nice.
Yep. The mobile system is definitely getting a new redesign in Twitch. Just chatting, they're talking about that, blah, blah, April Fools. They're also starting an IRL category in Twitch now. It's going to move from that to, you know, IRL, which is nice. They're going back to that. Let's see here, going through some random things here. I know there's a big mess issue with subs. I think they fixed the most issues with that because, like, I was, you know, Cheesy Dad's been on here, right? I've been following Cheesy Dad for years.
Yeah. Not according to Twitch.
Not anymore because I lost everything. I was close to getting this like highest ranking channel points and I was so angry and looking and I went on there like, I'm not following him anymore. What's going on? So I had to follow him. And then I went to follow age and said, one moment. I was like, I lost everything. I was unfollowed and unsubscribed and I lost all my, I'm like, oh, that's so bad. I mean, it was kind of mean. So I went back and looked through and I found actually like five more streamers that I was following before that I never, I was just, I was unfollowing. So sure. Check your friends. No, I was Highbeam was one of them.
I need to look and see if you're even following me anymore.
Am I? Cause I don't know. I've lost people. And it explains my follower count kind of been fluctuating quite a bit recently too. So Like I was really close to 500 and I dropped down to like.
Well, you, I follow you. I can at least say that.
Why do that? So yeah, that's something to check out. I just learned the other day. Premium members on Twitter cannot hide their check marks anymore, which is hilarious. I don't know why that's a big problem, but it is. TikTok is still around in the U.S. still, surprisingly. Wonder what's up with that. But that's kind of all the big crazy news. Oh, Streamlab is partnering with TikTok for that one. That was a good one. Streamlab is partnering with TikTok to allow streaming from your desktop to TikTok, which that's power right there. 100%
yeah, power. That's actually not a bad gig.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of all I got here. Okay. We'll meet again pretty soon.
So yeah, no, I think we're pretty good. Yeah, I guess we can go ahead and wrap it up there. We got into a little bit of Twitch, and like you said, we were just kind of wanted to get something that was good and still beneficial out there.
Yeah, shooting the giggles out there so everyone can hear our voices, because somebody had to lose power.
Yeah, and then somebody was deathly ill.
That's so normal. That's not.
That's true. That's why we do it Mondays. Usually, the illness gives you Mondays off for whatever reason. Yeah, like, oh,
it's beginning of the week. You're okay. You can live it. Yeah, so hey listeners, you're here still. I'm glad you are. Appreciate you. So we ask the following things from you. We are in the hunt for more people to join us on our podcast. So if you know somebody and or think yourself would be wonderful to have a conversation explaining your experience in the content creating world, whatever it may be, reach out to Jeremy and I.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have you come on with us and just kind of explain your experiences. We love hearing about that. We know our listeners love hearing about that. So if you know somebody, or if you are one person, just reach out to us. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, it would be good. Tag them in, Twitter or whatever the case is.
Yeah, social shame them on Twitter so they join.
Because the web is... 6 degrees is always kind of neat to see kind of who we end up with. So
yeah, and the best interviews we ever had were people recommended somebody and then like they would be cool and then we reach out to them and then we all of a sudden have this like cool interview, and it's always been, that's usually the best way.
Yeah, so
yeah, but other than that though, we also have a lovely merch site that we've been working on pretty heavily. So we're working with Fourth Wall. We have merch.
Exactly.
So if we get some more traffic on there, we can start doing some cooler things with that stuff. So if you like merch, you want to be part of the Elder Creator crew, go check it out. We have some potatoes on there. We have some cool gear. I'm working on a blanket, Jeremy. There's going to be a blanket.
Oh, that sounds kind of fun.
A nice big fuzzy
blanket. Oh, you can get in bed by 9 and then with your blankies. How cool is that?
With Jeremy's face on it.
I was just going to say, I'm wondering if it's going to include our faces on it.
But yeah, I'm working on that right now. I'm working with Fourth Wall to kind of help design that. Yeah, and the prices are low. We try to keep everything nice and affordable for everybody to go in there and grab some stuff, because we just kind of get our stuff out there. We want to, people to start knowing who we are. So if you see something on there, check it out. If you want something, you're like, hey, you know what? It'd be kind of cool if I could get this. Send us some ideas over. We'll work with Fourth Wall to make that happen. So we're looking for new ideas too as well. So go in there, check out our merch. It's all created by us. And anything you do that does help us out to, advance, maybe give Jeremy power because he keeps losing it.
Buy me a generator.
Maybe give me some vitamins in life. But we'll, whatever we get, we end up putting back into the community anyway. So please check it out. It'd be great if you want to get some In Bed by 9 merch. What else, Jeremy?
I think that's it.
That's all our cool stuff. All right, everybody. But we do appreciate you all for listening to us. And we'll talk to you soon. Right, Jeremy?
Yes.
Potatoes.